Federal Minister for Finance and Revenue Senator Mohammed Aurangzeb held a series of meetings and participated in discussions on the sidelines of World Bank and International Monetary Fund, IMF, spring meetings in Washington. According to press statements released on Saturday, the finance minister discussed trade diversification and highlighted the improvement in Pakistan's macroeconomic indicators and its endeavors to stimulate investment in high-yielding projects. In a panel discussion at the IMF on the theme of navigating an uncertain world, Aurangzeb emphasized the importance of promoting regional trade in the wake of global uncertainty and elevated risks, which have affected different countries. He called for diversification of sectors and markets and the need to shift the economic model from import substitution to export-led growth. Terming the IT sector a real game-changer, he recommended the integration of IT systems across government and private sector entities. The federal finance minister held a meeting with the senior management of J.P. Morgan Chase, where he briefed them that Pakistan's economic indicators were moving in the right direction. He underlined the necessity of pursuing a more sustained growth trajectory to avoid the recurrence of boom and bust cycles. He shared progress on the Reko Diq copper and gold mining project and said that there was a need to diversify Pakistan's markets and sectors. He expressed the desire to return to international capital markets through the launch of inaugural Panda Bond. While holding talks with senior representatives of the United States Export-Import, Exim Bank, led by Acting First Vice President Jim Barrows, Aurangzeb briefed the bank's delegation on Pakistan's improving macroeconomic fundamentals and the fiscal consolidation measures undertaken by the government. He pointed out that Pakistan had successfully reached a staff-level agreement with the IMF on the first review of the Extended Fund Facility and on a new arrangement under the Resilience and Sustainability Facility. He provided an update on the progress on the Reko Diq project and outlined its significance in attracting foreign investment. He sought the Exim Bank support to facilitate greater U.S. investment in Pakistan. The minister also expressed Pakistan's desire to engage constructively with the U.S. to address tariff-related issues and strengthen bilateral ties. Separately, in a meeting with UK Minister of State for International Development Baroness Chapman, the finance minister praised Chapman for the UK's long-standing partnership with Pakistan and its continued support for socio-economic development. He briefed her on the World Bank's 10-year country partnership framework for Pakistan, which has placed a strong emphasis on tackling population challenges and enhancing climate resilience.